Evan Farbach, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activity Director Thad Delbeck on a early to mid-June Bruin buzz. And Coach, obviously getting to talk with you in the month of June. You guys are kind of full throng into off-season activities now.
Yeah, good morning, Evan. In the middle of got Summer Pride started this week. Have some summer type activities, some team camps going on for different sports, and some open gyms and open mats and some passing leagues and those kind of things that are, you know, pretty, keeps us pretty busy through the month of June. And so, but probably the big one involving the most athletes would be the Summer Pride that kicked off earlier this week.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Summer Pride. I know we've had some stuff on that with Coach Hennessy leading up to it, but obviously the football team, I think, takes a big part in running it, but it's not only football specific. I know Coach Christensen's basketball guys are out there. Obviously, there's girls out there too. It can be different age groups, younger age groups. So from the athletic department point of view, how does that whole thing run if someone didn't quite know what it was?
Yeah, no, you're right. That is not a certainly not a football specific activity. It's just an athlete activity. We want to get all of our athletes faster and stronger and in better condition, and so we allow any of our coaches who want to be involved in helping to facilitate the Summer Pride for all the age groups. And you know, we start with our older, more mature athletes first thing in the morning, and they go for a few hours weight room and conditioning and different things that they can do either in the indoor facility or out on the turf. And then after that, the younger athletes come in and you know, down into the elementary age kids. So an opportunity for them to come up, you know, and not only are we teaching them things and teaching them technique on the different lifts and exercises and stretches and things that they'll be doing as Bruin athletes for a long time, but also just getting to know our coaches and getting comfortable with our facilities. And it's all an important part of the things we try to accomplish in the summertime. And so we always have a good turnout. Haven't heard the exact numbers yet for this week's, but just in peeking in there, there's a lot involved in all age groups. And so there's a lot going on there. Anybody's welcome to come by and watch that, and they do a great job over there.
Talking with Thad Delbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. Yeah, Summer Pride kicked off officially on Monday, and we can kind of go over the schedule for some of that if you'd like. You guys will be into that for 3 to 4 weeks, and then you're going to take a little bit of time off for the 4th of July. That's mandated by the OSSAA, and then you'll get back into it for a pretty short period of time in kind of early to mid-July for just a couple more weeks. And then it's almost time for August, and obviously in the fall, some of those fall sports practices will have started. I guess we're really talking about softball and cross-country football take a little bit longer to start, but it goes by pretty quick.
Sure, the summer does fly by, and certainly June is the a month where you know, everybody's a little more relaxed. The season's not right around the corner for those sports, you know, the volleyball and softball and cross-country, but we'll get after it for about 4 weeks here before the dead period, the mandated dead period, and then we come back and hit it for a few more weeks before those fall sports start. And so certainly an opportunity to get better and get in better shape, but also all those other things I already mentioned, just to grow and get to know coaches and get comfortable with all of our programs.
Talking with Thad Delbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director. We had a story on football 7-on-7 earlier this week. If you missed that, had some audio from Coach Hennessy talking about what the Bruins are up to on our website at bartlesvilleradio.com. And I know there's a lot of other kind of sports-specific off-season stuff going on as well. I know the wrestling program is having something downtown where you can come out and watch them in one of the parks downtown by the community center. You and I were talking before we started recording, the soccer team is having a World Cup watch party this evening at Custer Stadium. So there's just a lot of kind of general off-season stuff going on along with obviously the Summer Pride we just touched on.
Yeah, the team camps that the different sports will go to, whether it's basketball or wrestling or football, already having had their team camp but still doing their passing leagues. Softball's in a league where they play quite a few games throughout the summer. an opportunity a new team, new chemistry, and new faces for the freshman athletes or the students that are becoming freshmen. You mentioned some of the different things like that the wrestling's doing. They're just open gym. A few nights a week, they'll go up there and just wrestle. On Thursday nights, they put a mat out in the Phillips gym, and people are welcome to come in there and watch. You mentioned the event that they're going to host downtown, but also I do want to mention again tonight the World Cup watch party that the soccer booster clubs are hosting at Custer Stadium. They're going to show the USA versus, I think it's Paraguay game that is going to be on tonight, and they're going to show it on the video board. There's going to be food trucks and things up there. It doesn't cost anything to enter, but there's an opportunity to buy a snack or buy some dinner and watch the game. So, World Cup coming along once every 4 years, that's a lot of fun and a good idea. So certainly something that there's a lot happening and a lot that our fans can take part in.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director. One other thing I wanted to mention, because you talked about softball, I'd not gotten a chance to talk to you on this program about the hiring of Holden Yoder, Bartlesville softball coach that came down the pike about a couple weeks ago now, and that'll be your newest and I think last varsity coaching hire that'll be new for the 2026-27 school year.
Yeah, Coach Yoder has hit the ground running. Certainly, the timing of his hire and then starting of the summer softball, practice season, the games that they play in. We made the hire. He started making plans because of some transition. Coach Minton's been very, very helpful to him and helping him get going. He still has some staff to hire, but all at the same time having these their summer work that they do, their weights and whatnot that they do certain days of the week in the mornings, then the games that they're playing in the evenings. So certainly we're excited to have him. He came highly recommended and he's an impressive young guy, and we know that softball has been good, and we don't think we're going to let off any with him at the helm. So certainly excited to have him on board.
Yeah, and you touched on this a little bit during that answer, but it was something that I thought came across when I talked with him, as we talked with Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director. We're talking about Holden Yoder, a first-year Bartlesville softball coach, the most recent hire for BHS just about a week and a half ago. He mentioned how helpful Coach Minton had been, and a guy that didn't have a ton of experience as a head coach, a younger guy. So how important was it to still have Coach Minton around to aid him? Because it probably makes everyone feel quite a bit more comfortable with having him at the helm. You could tell that was something that he felt as well.
Yeah, certainly. That was as we were looking at, making this hire and how it worked, we realized, well, we've got right here in the department, Coach Minton's taken on some new duties for us, of course, as an assistant AD, but it would be silly of us not to utilize his expertise and have him help Coach Yoder get going with this thing. And yeah, I think it speaks highly of Coach Yoder in that he has been very receptive to that idea and very thankful to have Coach Minton in a term that we like to use for our kids, but also for our coaches. He's been very coachable. And so the transition has been a very good one for these first couple of weeks, and certainly one that we feel like has worked out very seamlessly and very well. And so, it was just, we had Coach Minton here ready to help him do some of those things. So that's been a bonus for us.
Thad Dilbeck, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director on Bruin Buzz. Again, a soccer team holding World Cup watch party this evening. We'll get a story posted on that on our website today, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Obviously, Summer Pride is going to be in its fifth day of work starting this morning at Custer Stadium in the Bartlesville High facilities. So into the off-season, Coach. Looking forward to talking more.
All right, Evan. Thank you.